Hello and welcome to Metapod, the podcast for talking about shows that are specifically Metabots.
Yep. We have 100% Metabot saturation at this point.
Yeah, total saturation. Today we're watching episode 22, Dude, Where's My Ma? My Ma.
Where's my Ma?
Where's my Ma, dude?
Oh, that's right. Icky's mom was kidnapped.
Yeah.
I guess abducted. That's what it is when you're an adult.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's also that whenever you're a child, but...
Yeah.
It's a thing. So how are you, bud? How are you feeling abducted this week?
Oh, God, I need to abduct a new attitude. You know what I mean?
I mean...
Just been real sad recently and always.
That's sad.
Yeah, I should, see a doctor or something. But no. That would require some forethought, and I'm not there.
Yeah, and
so
money that you don't want to spend, spite of all the riches that are coming in from our Patreon.com/IndieCarnival, where you can give us money to get therapy and feel good about helping a fellow human being. You don't get much more for it than that, though, honestly. But with that little plug out of the way. So let's see, it's been a couple weeks since we recorded. Last time we did, the Ninja Turtles, Couch Lock episode that you can listen to on this here feed if you would like to. So let's see, yeah, Icky's mom was kidnapped. What do you think that's all going to lead to? What are your, expectations and predilections and all that?
Well, I am going to say that the rubber robos are ritually murdering Icky's mom in an attempt to raise the old gods that created the rare metals.
Okay.
Yeah, going right to the source. Instead of just waiting on getting, you know, the metals themselves, they're going to try to, resurrect the demon god Yog-Sothoth. Via the spilling of virgin blood. But because they're rubber robos, they don't get that because Icky was born. It's evidence that his mom has fucked before.
And which I think is going to lead to the sacrifice is going to fail because she's not a virgin.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And therefore, the power is going to be imbued into Icky, and he will use his new... a place at the right hand of Yog-Sothoth to enact a new dark age in the name of Medebi, who in the scuffle will be flayed in the Hall of a Thousand Abysses.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I don't think I need to write all that down because it's so clear that that's what's going to happen in the episode.
As opposed to mundane things that may happen, I think that either Metafighter X, is that what his name is? Space Metafighter X?
Yeah, Space Metafighter X, yeah.
Space Metafighter X or Phantom Renegade is going to provide some help, some additional aid to our main characters. Mm. I think that the Doctor, whenever he meets Icky's mom, if he does... What's his name? Dr. Aki?
Yeah.
Dr. Acula?
Yeah.
And whenever he meets Icky's mom, he's going to have a weird pervy line about it, or at least a weird pervy look on his face.
Okay.
And he's going to ask something about the dad being in the picture, which, of course, he barely is. He's sort of a ghost in this series. He just shows up to say he's leaving.
Ooh, that puts a wrench in things.
Yeah.
Because Dr. Aki is Karen's uncle?
Right.
Right? Yeah, so...
Well, I mean, that wouldn't be...
I mean, it wouldn't be like...
Yeah.
The kids will turn out... Well...
They'd be fine.
Physiologically, genealogically, and all that, the kids will be fine. It is a little bit...
It's awkward.
Awkward, yeah.
I will say that Dr. Aki wants to put a wrench in Aki's mom. So, a little late for that wordplay, but there it is.
Yeah. Well, let's go watch Dr. Aki put a wrench in Icky's mom, and we'll be right back to give you all the juicy details. See you in a minute. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed.
Welcome back indeed. So, yeah, so, I don't...
Yeah.
Well, we got one. You were right about Space Meta Fighter X.
Yep. Saving the day.
I guess if soup is a metaphor for sacrificing a virgin, then we'll count that one, but
sure.
No Dr. Aki, but yeah, so let's start from the top where all things start from.
Yeah, Aki and his friends return back to his home to see if his mother has indeed been kidnapped.
And she has. And supper has been eaten.
Supper has been eaten, much to Metabee's chagrin. Sea Slug, is that his name?
Yeah.
Sea Slug has left a worrisome note detailing the conditions of Icky's mother's kidnapping / abduction, letting Icky know that if he goes to the police, they will report him for illegally recording meta battles off his TV, which is apparently still a problem 100 years from now.
Yeah.
You wouldn't download a car.
Right. Or a row battle,
yeah,
in this case. Icky calls his dad to let him know.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
yeah, his father springs into action.
Yeah, we'll come back to Icky's dad,
yep,
later on. Piggy doesn't get his mom home before bedtime. She'll have no one to tuck in. but Koji does not give a fuck about Icky's mom one
bit. Straight up does not care. Is more concerned with the championship and being able to best his frenemy.
Right.
In front of Karen.
So we cut to the Rubber Robos expositioning all over Icky's mom of what they're going to do and their plans and all of that.
Jesus.
But she immediately is can't help herself be a mom.
Yeah, her motherly instincts kick in immediately, and she once she notices a tear in one of the Rubber Robos suits, she has to mend it.
Mm-hmm.
And then immediately sets herself upon the work of repairing all of the Rubber Robos costumes.
And making them soup.
Which apparently is delicious. I can't even imagine. Like, it's vegetable soup. How good could it be?
Right.
But apparently it's delicious.
So, Icky and Metabee follow the map that the Rubber Robos left them or something to where his mom is being held. Sea Slug challenges Icky to a 2-on-1 battle, but Gilgirl, having tried some of Icky's mom's soups, doesn't want to let her go, so she reveals her true identity, which means the fight is an official match towards the rankings, and Icky fights her metabots.
Yeah, what was her name?
Spiritus was one of them.
Gilgirl.
I don't remember. Something vaguely Slavic.
Okay. Which is weird because she's wearing a traditional Chinese, I forget what you call that, but it's the thing that Chun-Li wears in Street Fighter, if you've ever, witnessed those thighs in action.
So we get a cut over to Icky's dad, who is racing home as fast as he can.
Upon an elephant.
Going over the Himalayas.
Much like Hannibal. Of course, he crossed a different mountain range, but yeah, same idea. Wait, no, it was the Himalayas, wasn't it?
I think so. So back to the fight. Metabee is on the ropes. Or the tentacles of one of Gilgirl's metabots.
Siguru.
Yeah, Siguru, yeah. Siguru and Spiritus. But hearing that Siguru and Spiritus did not always get along, he starts some shit between them and and wins the fight.
Do you think that's like a 90s gender joke about how women can't work together?
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm gonna assume so.
What was the insult that Metabee? He just says, "Hey, you'll never guess what Spiritus just said about you, about your meta parts or whatever."
I don't remember. No, actually, I really don't remember. And so, yeah, he wins. But the Rubber Robos aren't ready to let Icky's mom go yet, so Shrimp Lips and Squid Guts step in for round two. Now, I know that Icky has fought Shrimp Lips in his, like, normal human guise, Shrimpy Lipowitz, before. But I don't think he's fought, like, Squid Guts outside of costume. So that should have...
Guido Guidolucci, by the way. Which feels like it should get flagged for racism.
Except he's Italian, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry. He's a fucking Goomba.
Fucking anybody can be racist against Italians. It's always okay.
Yep, they're the one people you can do that for some reason.
But, I feel like that should count, but, you know, I guess it doesn't since he's tag team with Shrimpy, I don't know, but
maybe it's because you know how we've seen this out of order with one of the
that is entirely possible. Yeah, that there was an episode where he fought him before. They go in for round two. Metabee is hurt and exhausted from the fight, and Icky knows Metabee doesn't have another fight in him, and since this doesn't count towards the rankings, they still have to fight one other fight and win, and there's only about 45 minutes left to do that and save Icky's mom. But Metabee doesn't care. He just wants to save Icky's mom. And
he's like, if I had to choose between the championships and cucking your dad one more time, I would choose cucking your dad every day of the week.
And I do. But
that's the one meta part that he uses more than any.
But even with that that heartfelt display of motherfucking Metabee, still doesn't have the strength in him to win this fight, let alone another one. Yep. But like a good neighbor, the Metaforce is here.
Yes, Metabee finds it within himself to summon the green energy of the Metaforce and fire that weird laser thing at the two Metabots that remained, and fucks them up.
Okay, so it is really
bats, right? There were bats. There were Metabot bats.
Bats.
Yeah, all of the other rubber robos have.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The rubber robo bats as their like swarm attack. They all take off their glasses and hoods to reveal their true selves. And they're immediately defeated.
Right.
Which I feel like that should have counted towards his metrics, but whatever. You could just... Yeah. I guess if you have a shitty Metabot, it doesn't count as...
it doesn't... I guess it wasn't declared.
Yeah, I guess a Mr. Referee is the arbiter of what is and is not a meta battle.
But, man, so... Like, all of these shows from this era suffer really bad from overuse of stock footage, but I feel like this one might be the most egregious because I can't think of any other show that relies on stock sound clips as much as Metabots does.
Yeah, and for such bad lines also.
Right.
Dude, I rock. That is Metabee is one of his catchphrases. Which the other one is what is the other one?
Kiss your bots goodbye.
Kiss your bots goodbye.
Yeah.
That one's better.
It is better. Or just like every time that Metabee interjects in a conversation, like, what? Really?
Huh?
Oh. But anyway, so Sea Slug tells Icky it's time for round three when Icky's mom shows up with cupcakes. And
those aren't really cupcakes, though. They're some kind of Japanese dessert. Right. I wish we knew exactly what they were because they look fucking tasty.
The other Rubber Robos don't really want to fight Icky when his mom's been so nice, but Sea Slug reminds them that if they... lose Icky's mom, then they lose their meal ticket.
They lose Icky's mom.
Right.
So they must defeat Icky in order to keep his mom captive. Would she continue to be like a sweetheart if...
Absolutely. She can't help herself. Yeah.
She's like, well, now that I don't have a child, I guess I'll just have to adopt you all.
Space Metafighter X shows up to clear out the robos while Icky and his mom escape. Icky's friends and his dad show up in a helicopter that probably belongs to Karen.
Yeah, it's pink.
Yeah, exactly. It's pink. So Icky's only 1 point away, but there's only one or only half an hour left, and Metabee is exhausted. And so they just give up on their chance at the row battle tournament.
But Space Metafighter X is nearby to overhear Icky's despondence over his lack of opportunity and takes the moment to just take a big old shit on Icky and his whole thing. He's basically telling him that he's a failure and a coward, and he never had the gumption to be a metafighter in the first place.
Right.
Which is obviously just provoking him into a meta battle.
And it works.
Yep.
Icky challenges Space Metafighter X to a row battle, which is a dumb move on his part, but we'll see how it works out for him, Cotton. There's 20 minutes left, and Icky just challenged the number one fighter in Japan to a real battle.
I have a prediction, but we'll save that for next week.
Okay, looking forward to it. Before we get to that, though, we got, I guess, two fights in this one, Metabee versus Gil Girls and Metabee versus Shrimp Lips and Squid Guts. How you feeling about either one of those?
Let's say they're both exhibitions. Neither of them were title fight worthy, but neither of them were necessarily bum fights. There was a little bit of goofiness going on. They're more like not centered. Like the main conflict didn't feel like it was actually the fights themselves. They were more like a way of expressing the inner conflict in Icky over whether or not he cared more about saving his mom or getting qualification for the championship. And he obviously made the right choice, but yeah, the fights themselves were a little lackluster.
Maybe a couple episodes, but on the whole, I don't think that is ever really the focus of the show.
I think a good action scene should just be a visual metaphor for the conflict of the characters.
Right.
But, you know, still, I mean, fights are, you know, dynamic on their own merits as well, and I don't think these were very compelling.
And speaking of dynamic on its own merits, well, first of all, before we get to that, any good quotes from this episode?
I mean, we had a bunch of good ones, especially in Icky's house at the beginning. We mentioned that Metabee is upset that they both they took my mom and they ate her dinner. Pretty good. We mentioned that she'll have nobody to tuck in. Whenever Icky's mom is first kidnapped and they're celebrating their victory.
Yeah.
The rubber robos are sitting around at a table with Icky's mom tied up, and she offers to show them how to tie a double knot because the ropes are so loose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I also wrote down as a note here that Stockholm syndrome is unnecessary with Icky's mom. She's already amenable to anyone who happens to kidnap her. Whenever Gil Girl is, demonstrating her resolve to, keep a hold of Icky's mom, she says, soup like that only comes once in a lifetime, which I think is just a funny thing to say. I have Guido Guidolucci's name here, just a line next to it that says racist. Also, we've got no soup, no way. lots of soup-related lines here. The fucking rubber robos were just very, very upset about the whole soup thing. I also have "Dude, I Rock" written down, and I don't know how that made it through. It's a very written by committee sort of line.
Yeah.
We're gonna get them in their own words. These kids. What do the kids say? I think I heard one of them say, "Dude, I rock" once. were they six?
And I don't know, because I've never watched the sub of Metabots, so I don't know if like the sub is as ridiculous as far as like.
I bet it's the same line, but in Japanese, that's just a really cool thing to say.
Well, I don't mean, I don't necessarily mean that. I mean like some of the the plots and stuff of the show, like the focus on Icky's mom making them all soup and everything, and like I don't know how much of that is changed or held over from the show, but I have to give props to the Canadian. I'm pretty sure the show was produced in Canada, either for sticking to it or taking such a fun turn with the show.
It feels like all of the they'll try to get the same sort of plot point to land, but like the set dressing is all very like westernized. I'm sure that wasn't chocolate. What was it? It was
she said they were chocolate cupcakes.
They're very clearly not cupcakes.
Right.
They're like, it looks like, oh fuck, like a rice sort of pudding. Yeah, rice pudding. I think that's exactly what
probably, because like rice balls are always the go-to thing that is always called like donuts or something like that, but they're clearly not.
They're just so easy to draw. That's got to be what it is.
Yeah, that's 100% what it is. So this episode, how we feeling about it?
I feel like this was a straight-up R2. I loved this one.
Yeah.
I think it shows, it's got heart, you know, it's got a good message, you know, the like... the people in your life are ultimately the most important things, and sometimes, although it sucks, you may lose an opportunity to do the right thing. And you know, I don't think ultimately that's going to be what ends up happening.
Right.
But I think that the making that decision in this episode was cemented as a just a good message overall.
Agreed. So we'll be back next week with episode 23. Treme measures, not extreme, just treme measures. I'm guessing that will make sense when we watch the episode next time. But until then,
maybe it's mistyped.
Maybe
that might be a typo.
Totally possible. We will see. But until then, thank you for listening, and as always, kiss your pods goodbye.
Dude, I rock!